This is Dieris Masculist MGTOW Flyers. That is two or three page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Dieris. This is flyer number 558, entitled, Are Women Even Capable of Becoming Bi-Conscious? Description. Are women even capable of becoming bi-conscious? Will the majority of women prove themselves incapable of feeling and sharing the masculist hatred of those women who commit major gender crimes against men? Probably, women will polarize into those who can and those who can't. Masculists will prefer to have girlfriends with those who can, and will force those who can't into a slow, miserable death by forcing them to be manless. This manlessness will motivate many monoconscious women to convert themselves into becoming bi-conscious as a prerequisite to getting a man in a world that has largely been made conscious of masculist ideas. The flyer itself. Are women even capable of becoming bi-conscious? By Prof. Dr. Hugo Dieris. Email profhugodieris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodieris.wordpress.com. Lately, I'm really starting to wonder whether women are even capable of becoming bi-conscious. I say this because recently both my ex-girlfriend and my sister don't seem to be capable of sharing masculist hatred against the massive gender crimes that women commit against men. They seem to be blind to this hatred and merely react negatively to it as women, taking personally the masculist hatred of those women who commit these horrible gender crimes against men, when no such intention by the masculists exists. Masculists want women to be SNURFs, that's S-N-U-R-F-S, that's slim, nurturative, FIPS. So if a woman is, then masculists have no reason to hate her, since she is not a massive gender criminal against men, so is treated well and potentially liked. But some women, particularly fluffies and fluffy feminists, are hated by masculists, and for good reason, since many of the gender crimes that women commit against men last for decades, which makes them far more serious than the relatively minor ways that men oppress women. To masculists, even rape, which is one of the worst ways that men oppress women, is seen as small beer compared to women's decades-lasting gender crimes against men. For example, women's man-slavery, women's divorce rape, women's forced fathering, etc. Many MGTOWs who are heavily into female psychology claim that women are by nature, by their DNA, solipsistic creatures and gynocentric, incapable of empathizing with men regarding the ways that women so massively oppress men, committing major gender crimes against men that last for decades, that are so serious that these gender criminal women who commit these crimes should be hated. Masculists expect intelligent, open-minded women to share this hatred coming from the masculists against gender criminal women. But I'm seeing in my own life that most women don't seem to be able to. Is this just ignorance on their part, an ignorance of masculist ideas and an unawareness of just how massive the gender crimes are committed by fluffies and fluffy feminists, so that these gender politically ignorant women don't yet have their masculist consciousness raised, so don't understand the root cause of this masculist hatred of gender criminal women? Common sense tells me that there are some women who are capable of being bi-conscious, in brackets, that is, who have both their feminist and their masculine consciousnesses raised. That is, are equally aware of how men oppress women and how women oppress men. So that these bi-conscious women are not gender biased, that is, who don't feel that gender oppression is a one-way street, that is, who don't feel that gender oppression is committed by men against women, which is what nearly all feminists and nearly all women, for that matter, do feel. In brackets, and men too. For example, my own brother, who feels threatened by masculist ideas. Close brackets. Recently, my sister, who normally is quite a reasonable and very pragmatic sort of person, who ran her own medical clinic, employing a score of other doctors, said to me, quote, "No woman will want to edate you when you express such masculist hatred towards women," end quote. Which to me shows her monoconscious bias, her, in brackets, probably, unconscious attitude that it's okay for women, for feminists, to express hatred at men for the ways that men gender oppress women, for example, rape being one of the worst ones, domestic violence, sexual harassment, etc. But it's taboo for men, for masculists, to express their hatred at women, in brackets, but not at all women, close brackets, for the ways that women gender oppress men, and in fact far worse, since many of women's gender crimes against men last decades, which makes them a lot more serious than the rather minor ways that men oppress women. To masculists, this commonly held attitude of both my ex-girlfriend and my sister is seen merely as being hypocritical and bigoted, since it is so obviously, brackets, to masculists at least, gender biased, sexist, bigoted and hypocritical, and merely increases the level of contempt that masculists have for monoconscious, gender biased women and feminists. I do wonder what proportion of women will actually be capable of being bi-conscious, that is, emotionally and intellectually capable of sharing masculine hatred against the massive gender crimes that women commit against men. Already, I'm seeing some women on the internet who talk like masculists, who mention some of the gender crimes that women commit against men. For example, they talk about how men are divorce raped in the divorce courts that are controlled by fluffy feminist divorce court lawyers and judges, who see men as cash machines to be robbed and abused, who are so deeply hated by the masculists, in brackets, who argue that no culture can remain intact that butchers one father in four, as is currently the case in many Western countries, close brackets. So I'm predicting that masculists will welcome the bi-conscious women who are capable of feeling and sharing the masculist hatred of women who commit these massive gender crimes against men. There are some prominent internet women who push for men's rights, etc. So they do exist. They will be the type of women that masculists will want as girlfriends, and will obviously prefer such bi-conscious women over monoconscious, ignorant, bigoted, hypocritical feminists who are seen by the masculists as the enemy and hated. Over the next few years, masculist and MGTOW ideas will be very much in the media, mainstream, as is starting to happen as I write this in August 2022. So more and more women will be exposed to masculist and MGTOW ideas, making them conscious how women oppress men and that gender oppression is very much a two-way street. Those women who are incapable of becoming bi-conscious will filter themselves out from those women who are capable, so that a polarity will form, with bi-conscious women on one side and monoconscious women on the other side. As masculine and MGTOW ideas spread to the point of saturation, that is, nearly everyone has absorbed them, and has chosen which side of the fence they are on, then maskers will be able to express their preference publicly for bi-conscious women and expressing their hatred of monoconscious women, especially those gender criminal women who so deeply oppress men by manslaving them, divorce raping them, force fathering them, etc. In time, monoconscious women will notice several things. One is that most men in the next few years will have become familiar with maskers and MGTOW ideas, who will not tolerate monoconscious bigoted hypocrisy, who will punish severely those women who think that gender oppression is a one-way street by forcing them to rot on the shelf, manless, loveless, sexless, babyless, and spat at for being MFBs, that's monoconscious feminazi bigots. Another thing that monoconscious women will notice is that the majority of men who are now biconscious seem to have a definite preference for having relationships with biconscious women and who spit at monoconscious feminists and fluffies, hating and utterly rejecting them. These monoconscious women will also notice that they are being increasingly strongly criticized and harangued by both sexes, that is, by both masculists and by female masculists, who have little patience with monoconscious bias and bigotry, dogmatically holding on to the idea that gender oppression is a one-way street. As this trend continues and strengthens, more and more monoconscious women will convert themselves into becoming bi-conscious, since they will be afraid of not getting a man. In my own case, my ex-girlfriend no longer has me because of her inability to share and to empathize with masculine hatred against the massive gender crimes that women commit against men, the dumb fuck. When there are many more millions of MGTOWs and masculists, there will be millions of bitter, verbally violent confrontations between monoconscious feminists and biconscious masculists, so that millions of monoconscious feminists are viciously rejected by biconscious masculists, who in time will be most men, as masculist ideas spread across the planet, profoundly changing the ways that people live. Masculism will have as profound a planetary historical influence as feminism has had, which pushed female careerism, which in turn has freed men from decades of man's slavery to fluffy, parasitic wives. Masculists put tremendous moral pressure on women to fip up and pull their financial weight and not expect fluffy style to parasite and manslave a man for decades of his life. The masculists are at war against the fluffies and fluffy feminists, killing them slowly by totally ignoring them, forcing them to rot on the shelf, thus dying a slow, miserable death, who are the enemies of the masculists, who hate them, who kill them, who wipe them off the face of the earth, removing their monoconscious, manslaving genes from the gene pool. The masculists are at war against their enemies. Cheers. Prof. Dr. Hugo de Garis. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. Author of the book Masculism, Men's Rebellion Against Being Man's Slaves to Women, an e-textbook of 550-plus masculist flyers for men's studies courses, freely downloadable in Microsoft Word format from my website. Ciao.